just to put things in, people should know, if a person wants to know measurements, in Jewish measurements, he should remember the words Askalav Gudu. Sounds like hard to remember, but when one trains themselves, it's easy. You write Aleph, Samach, Kuf, Lamed, and Beis. I don't have a pen on me. Aleph, Samach, Kuf, Lamed, Beis. And under it, under the Samach, you put Gimel. Under the Aleph, Samach, Kuf, under the Kuf, you put Vav. Under the Lamed, you put Dalad. And under the Beis, you put Vav. So you have Askalav on top and Gudu on the bottom. And that's how you remember six eggs above Bayim equals one lug. What? Askalav on top, Alav Samach, Kuf, Lamed, Beis. And under it, you put under the, you don't put anything under the Aleph. You put, start from the Samach, you put a Gimel, a Vav under the Kuf, a Dalet under the Lamed, and a Vav under the Beis. And you go like this. Vav Bayim equals one lug. Four lug equals one kav. Six kav equals one saw. And three saw equals an ephah. So it's ephah, saw, kav, lug, bayah on top. And the numbers, gimel, vav, dalet, vav, is how many you need to get to the next step. Six eggs, vav, bays, equals one lug. Four lug equals one kav, six kav equals a saw, and three saw equals an ephah. What? Iron. Ephah. I said ephah, not aymer. What? So that's the simon to remember it. But what we need now is that four lug equals one kav. So five lug is a kav and a quarter. That's chameshis revoim kemach. Five, what? I'm going to show you in a second. The Gemara, we Rashi, chameshis revoim kemach. Because the Gemara quoted that the kayim might not have a shear, and he will add this dough, this, remember he received flour for kala. That's what we were talking about. Right? So the Gemara quoted that the shear to be chayim and challah is chameshis revoim, five quarters. What are five quarters? Five quarters of what? So five quarters of a kav, which means five quarters of a kav, four lugan equal one kav, so five lugan equals one kav and a quarter. That's the chameshis revoim. When the Gemara quoted the shear of chameshis revoim. Again, the Gemara brought it in because why were we afraid when a guy gave flour to the kayan? We had a problem. Why does the kayan have to give it back? Why don't we say it's a present? It's not challah because you can't give challah from flour. So let it be a present. So the Gemara answered, we're afraid the kayan will think that it is challah and he'll combine it with other stuff and he won't separate challah. And the Gemara gives you the shear of how much dough you need to be chayav and challah. And the Gemara says you need chameshis revoim. So what is chameshis revoim? The Gemara just referred to it in those words. Five quarters. Five quarters of what? So what I'm saying is, it's five quarters of a kav, which means one kav plus one lug. That's the shear of chayav chayla. It's a volume measurement. Now Rashi tells me how we got there. Zot Rashi. Chamisha lugin sipurim. Five lugin in the volume measurements that were available in the city of Tzipuri equals chayav and chala, or chayav and chala, shehein vav Yerushalmiyais. That is six lug in the Yerushalmi volume measurement, meaning they expanded the measurements. Used to be that the lug was smaller, they made it bigger. So a lug of Tzipuri is a bigger lug than a lug of Yerushalmi. Five lugan Tzipuri equals six lugan Yerushalmi. Shei sheva midbarius equals seven lugan of midbar ubeya v'chaymish beya, plus an egg and a fifth of an egg. So a midbarius had seven lugan and six eggs equal a lug, so one and a fifth egg, plus seven lugin was the shear challah back in Moshe Rabbeinu's days, in the Midbarius. When they expanded it, it turned into a smaller number because the measurement grew. The volume measurement was expanded. A lug in Yerushalayim was a bigger lug than the lug Moshe Rabbeinu used. And a lug in Zippori was a bigger lug than they used in Yerushalayim. So in Zippori, it's five quarters, five lugin. In Yerushalmi, it was six lugin. And in the Midbar, it was seven and one egg and a fifth of an egg.
How is that less?
What?
They lessened the share.
They expanded the size of the lug.
Oh, the lug makes.
Meaning, what happened is, they said that a quart is not 32 ounces, a quart is 36 ounces. The size of the quart changed. A quart is 32 ounces. They decided from now on a quart is 40 ounces. The quart became a 40-ounce volume. So it's a bigger quart than the old quart. The old quart had 32 ounces, and the new quart has 40 ounces. That's what they did. They changed the volume measurement. They took a keli that held a lug and said, this is no longer a lug. We need a bigger keli for a lug. That means they expanded what a lug was.
No, you expand a quart, that means a gallon gets also expanded.
Everything gets expanded besides the ounce, besides the egg. The egg remained standard. The number of eggs became more in the new measurement. I hope I'm explaining myself well. Whereas in the old measurement, you had a quarter of an egg, which, by the way, seven lug is 42 eggs. There's six eggs in a lug. That means you needed 43.2 eggs to make a lug, to make chayiv and challah. That was the old measurement, 43.2 eggs. They cut it down, and they said the lug now that holds 43.2 eggs is a bigger lug. It doesn't need that many lug. The lug became bigger. You need less, more eggs per lug than you needed in the old measurement. Yes?
Well, what was the purpose of them changing?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
I was wondering if it was brought down anywhere.
I didn't see anywhere why they changed. But they did it with the measurements, and they did it with the coins, the size of the coins. They did this. A number of times, the Gemara refers to changes that were made in something that we can't even imagine. Like somebody would come along and say, a foot is no longer 12 inches. From now on, a foot is 16 inches. So there's the old foot and the new foot. Inches remain the same. The number of inches per foot are changed. And from now on, when we say feet, it's not 12 inches, it's 16 inches. And therefore, a yard is 48 inches. That's how they changed things. So this is Rashi is going to tell you where it came from. The Hainu, Arise Seichan, says, Rachis Arise Seichan. Kedei Isas Midbar, Oimer Lagogailas. It said, your dough, the beginning of your dough. What is your dough? How much is your dough? The answer is, the amount you received every day. Hashem gave man a certain amount per capita, per person. Every person received the same amount of man. That is the amount of your dough. The Torah is referring to what a Jew got in the Midbar. He got dough. How much dough did he receive? He received an Eimer. That is considered Arisei Seichem. So now we know how much dough is Chayiv and Challah? An Eimer. An Eimer worth of dough is Chayiv and Challah. Because the Torah said, Reishis Arisei Seichem. Your dough. What is your dough? The amount of dough you get daily. That's your dough. Hashem rained down man, and he gave every person the same amount. Right? You can pick as much as you want. You walked home, you had an eimer. That's what the pasuk says. That became your dough. So the shir ki of challah is an eimer. How much is an eimer? So Zokter Rashi, the eimer, as the pasuk says, an eimer is a tenth of an eifah. Okay, so now we know an Eimer is one-tenth of an Eifa. The Eifa is like a son. An Eifa is three son, as I told you in the Simon, Gimel Saw equals an Eifa. And a son means there are 18 Kaben in an Eifa. The Kab are the Lugan. And a Kab is four Lugan. That means there are 72 Lugan in an Eifa. That's what it is. So now, if there's 72 Lugan in an Eifa, and the Eimer is a Siris for Eifa, a tenth of 72 is 7.2. Right? A tenth of 72 is 7.2 Lugan. Right? 7 Lugan equals 42 eggs. Because a Lugan is 6 eggs.
Normally,
a tenth of an Eifa. Pasuk says, Eimer a Siris Eifa. An Eimer is a tenth of an Eifa. An Eifa, we determined, is 72 Lugan. We said Eifa is 3 saw, and a saw is 6 carbon, and a carb is 4 Lugan. 3 times 6 times 4 is 72. There's 72 Lugan in an Eifa. And the Torah said the Eimer is a tenth of an Eifa. That means the Eimer is 7.2 Lugan. Translated into eggs, 0.2 of the 6 eggs in a lug, so a fifth, 0.2 is one egg and a fifth of an egg. There's 6 eggs in a lug. Take a fifth of 6 is 1.2. That's one fifth of 6. So you wanted to know what the sheer dough in the midbar was? Everybody got the volume of 43.2 eggs every day. That was the amount of food that Hashem gave every person in the Midbar. 43.2 eggs of volume. Asiris Eifa. That's what Asiris Eifa is.
How do you get from
7.2
Lugan to
6? Look, there's 6 eggs in a lug. So 7 lug equals 42 eggs. Then you have a fifth of a lug. A fifth of 6 eggs is 1.2. So you have 43.2 eggs. That was the amount that every yid received in the midbar, and that is the amount of dough that is chayiv and challah. 43.2 eggs. And that never changed.
It's a pretty big dough.
What?
It's a pretty big dough.
It's about 5 pounds. That's where you get to 5 pounds of chayiv and challah. Ask a lady how much dough she has to bake to be chayiv and challah. So say around 5 pounds. That's where it comes from. 43.2. What? It doesn't say. Now, they changed the measurement. They expanded the size of the lug. Zakrashi. Right. So nimtza eifa ayin beis lugan. Asira shel ayin lugan, shiva lugan. A tenth of 72, of 70 is 7. Pashul ushtei lugan, that leaves you 2. Sheishnayim Aser Bayim, which is 12 eggs, right? 72 Lugan, a tenth of that is 7 Lugan. Then you need a tenth of 12 eggs, Sheilayim Bayim V'chaymish Bayim, which is an egg and a fifth of an egg. Hari Eimer, Shiva Lugan, U'Bayim V'chaymish Bayim. So you determine that the size of an Eimer is 43.2 eggs. Because this is figured out from the Torah. The Torah says, Eimer Asir Seifa. Now we know an Eifa is 3 saw, which is 18 kav, which is 72 lugan. And a tenth of that is what's chayiv and challah. So therefore, we know it's 7.2. Translated into eggs, it's 43.2. Zuck the Gemara Rashi Weiter. Hoisivu b'yutzalayim al amidah shtus. They went and added a sixth, which means they added 20% to the amount of the lug, which is a sixth of the total. That means they took something that was 5 eggs and said, we're going to make it bigger now that 6 eggs go into it. That means whatever was 5, they made 6. They expanded the measurement by 20%. Which, if you look at the total, they expanded it by a sixth. A fifth of the old, which is a sixth of the new. The shtus milabar, the avichum shemilagav. a sixth of the total, which is a fifth of the old. Nasnu shnei sheisha rishaynes b'chamish. So take from the seven lugan, point two, take six lugan, and it fits into the five new ones. So what used to be six lugan are now five lugan. They expanded the size of the lug. Pashluhus lug midbari ubei b'chamish. Right, so you had 7.2, so 6 go into 5. So now you're left with 1.2. 1.2 goes into 1. Because if you expand it by 20%, what used to have 1.2 now is 1, because you expanded your log by 20%. 20% of 1.2 is 0.2. Is 20% of 20% of 5 turned into 6, meaning they expanded it by 20%, and then they expanded the one log by 20%, so instead of holding 6 eggs, it now holds 6.2 eggs. So what happened is they now have 6 lugan held what 7.2 lugan held in the old one, because it was expanded by 20%. So what used to need 7.2 lugan now only needs 6 of the new lugan can hold that same amount of eggs, because the lug was expanded by 20%. Right? You add 20% to 6, you get 7.2. You don't need more eggs. The egg remains the same. You need more eggs per lug, correct? Right, correct. Then they went to Hain Lug Yerushalmi. Kate Lug Midbari Shishabayim. Today I'll become Ishbayim Gedailim. A Lug Midbari with 6 eggs, that becomes 5 eggs. Then they expanded the egg size. Hain Lug Yerushalmi Cheshabayim Gedailim. Missing 1 egg. Asami Bayim Achaim Ishbayim Midbaris Shabiyatcha. Take the 1.2 eggs and Bay Yerushalmis. Because what happens is that 0.2 is the extra thing that you are taking away. The heist of Abayim Midbaris Lahashlam Bay Yerushalmis. I chase Lugin Yerushalmis. So basically, you took 7.2, and by expanding the Lug by 20%, and Rashi says they expanded the egg by 20%, so bigger eggs, the egg became 20% bigger. So now you can get 6 lugin will hold what 7.2 lugin used to hold in the first one. They chamish sipurim. Then they turned the 6 into 5. They expanded it again. What used to need 6 now only needs 5. So sipurim aitvas hayushal miyushtus. Because again, they added 20%. So what used to be 6 now can fit into 5. So they went from 7.2 to 6, and then from 6 to 5. And now 5 lugin hold what in the midbar by Moshe Rabbeinu needed 7.2 lugan. That's how you get the Chameshes Revoim Kemach. You get the Chameshes Revoim because the system of the measurement, the volume measurement, was changed twice. What used to need 7.2 lug fits into 6, then fits into 5. The lug became bigger. It held more. It held 20% more from Midbari to Sipuri Yerushalmi, and then another 20% more from Yerushalmi to Sipuri. So it went from 7.2 to 6, and then from 6 to 5.
Is this going to be on
the test? Yeah, 100%. It's a Rashi. I hope I'm explaining myself good enough.
The math thing.
Let me explain how they became, how they were. Nothing.
Well, that's okay. The new lug was bigger than the old lug, and therefore held more. So 6 became equal to 7.2 of the old. 6 of the new held as much volume as 7.2 of the old. And 5 of the real new held as much volume as 6 of the middle and 7.2. What? It wasn't 7.2, it was 5. It held the same amount of volume.
Really?
Exactly.
That's not bigger.
Well, it's a semantic thing. Let me explain. If I make a foot 16 inches, right, and you have to get to 48 inches, in the old measurement of 12 inches, you would need 4 feet. In the new measurement of 16 inches, you only need 3 feet. It's the same amount of inches, but you only need 3 feet to cover the same amount of space. In the old measurement, they needed 7 cups of lug, 0.2, to have the amount of a person got every morning. When they introduced the new, that same amount of flour would fit into 6. That would fit into 5. That became the chiyuv chala. It's the same amount of dough. It's the same amount of dough. It needs less vessels to hold it because the vessel became bigger.
What?
I have no idea. That's what Menachem asked. I have no idea. Doesn't say. I didn't see anywhere why they did this. Exactly. The shiur challah remains stationary. It's 43.2 eggs of the old eggs. That's the shiur challah. A tenth of an eifah. An eifah is 432 eggs. It's a tenth of an eifah, which is 43.2 eggs. By the way, if you look at any sefer that goes through measurements and they tell you the chiyuv challah, they try to figure out the size of an egg and determine how much flour you need to make a bracha. Let me try to explain. It's not such hard mathematics. Let me try to explain. We make kiddush on a revius. A revius is a revius halug. You need as much wine in the cup to be a quarter of a lug. So whatever you decide a revius is for your kiddush cup, multiply that by 4 is a lug. 5 lugin are chayev and challah. So the volume of 20 kiddush cups would be chayev and challah. It's the same volume. A revius halug is kiddush. Quarter of a lug. 5 lugin are chayev and challah. What? They took bigger eggs. The eggs became expanded. The inch became bigger. So instead of saying the foot became bigger, the inch became bigger. So 12 of the new inches, which equals 16 of the old inches. That's the same idea.
More volume.
Not more volume, it's the same volume. But it was less eggs. So I don't know how they determine it, but that's the basic way of figuring it out. You figure out a lug, a revius lug is 1.5 eggs. There's 6 eggs in a revius, in a lug. So a revius is 1.5 eggs. You multiply that by 20, that's the volume that you make a bracha on challah. They tell women around 5 pounds. Not exact. It's a machlokes how much a revius is. Right? If you hold the smaller shear, your chiyuv challah starts at a smaller shear. If you hold a bigger shear, your chiyuv challah starts at a bigger shear. That's why they tell women not to make a bracha until they have 5 pounds to make sure it's not a bracha l'batala. You have all kinds of shurim for revius. Chazanish says a revius is 4-point-some ounces. That would mean that a lug is 16-point-some ounces.
Other measurements.
By the way, this is flour, not dough. This is the raw flour that goes into the water that expands into dough. When we measure challah, we're not telling the woman how much dough she has, how much flour she used to create the dough. Chameshes revoim kemach.
And liquid measures are the same as dry measures.
Liquid measures. And volume is the same, correct.
Flour. Other measurements the same as too. Like
flour.
The same. So in the Bayesian or something, they had a standardized size that was built into the walls. That was something called Shushan or Mordechai.
Again. That's something else. That was to make sure that they have the exact amount. So they expanded it a little bit so people shouldn't shortchange Hegdash. They didn't change the Amma. There are 2 Ammas, but the difference in the 2 Ammas is 0.5 inch. They expanded the Amma a little bit by Hegdash. When people provide Hegdash with gold and silver, they shouldn't shortchange Hegdash. So they made a bigger Amma. but it wasn't really changing the Amma. It was to avoid, giving less to Hegdash.
It's only bread chayiv in challah?
Only anything made out of flour.
Welcome cake?
Yes, it's chayiv in challah. If it's, first of all, there's a machlok, you want to learn hilchos challah now. I'll go through it very quickly. There's blila ava and blila raka. Blila ava is what you make bread out of, kakash cake out of. It's a thick dough. That's chayiv in challah. Chayiv in challah. Blila raka is not chayiv in challah until after it's baked. Most people, non-bakeries, don't bake enough of cake to ever be chayiv in challah. When they make a batter, they don't use 5 pounds of flour to make a batter. 5 pounds of flour is a lot of flour. In a blila raka, it's a lot of flour. People that bake for bakeries, camps, yeshivas, they make cake, they make 5 pounds of blila raka. They have to be mafresh challah after it's baked. And it's a machlokes whether you make a bracha or not. Yeah, it's not a gay you because your wife bakes. She never bakes 5 pounds of flour in her cake. In blila raka, she won't. Blila ava is a different story. You make challah, you can make it's thicker dough. It's more flour.
That's the difference between batter and dough, right?
Batter is blila raka. Dough is blila ava. Batter is also chayiv in challah after it's baked. Not before it's baked, after it's baked. But it has to be 5 pounds of flour, which your wife never makes. Unless she's a bakery. So in camp, they're mafresh challah from blila raka after it's baked. They put it in a rack, and therefore then they have to be, you know, together, so then they mafresh challah.
Burn it like the challah?
Like everything, they make a piece of challah and burn it. Right, so, but blila ava, kakash cake, is blila ava, that is chayiv in challah, if you make 5 pounds. If you make 3 pounds. Without a bracha, 5 pounds with a bracha. That's what they tell the women today.
The other day, the Kohen has to be mafresh
tumah. 100%. And he can keep it.
And he can keep it. But today, when Mrs. Kohen bakes something.
We don't mafresh tumah in Chutz Laretz.
Right, but I meant challah. So she burns it also.
Right, because today we don't eat challah, which we're tamei.
Is that reason?
Challah tamei.
Not because the suffix whether they are
tamei. Challah tamei. Now theoretically, you could feed challah to a kayan katan who's under never saw keri, never became tamei. Even though it's Tumas Meit, it's very complicated. We don't do that today. Today we burn challah.
Not subject to Tumas at all?
No, that's nothing to reason. We're Shaiba Kadakai for picking a Ben. We let him duke and he makes a bracha. That's not the reason. The reason is because we're Tumay. And we're not allowed to eat Tumay challah. Tumay Tumay, we're not allowed to eat challah. That's why Kohanim burn it today. But in the days where Kohanim were tar, they could eat challah. They had to separate it, just like they have to separate truma, if not it's tevo. What?
They would receive challah from Israel.
And today, in Chutzpah, we're not makban on the shear. Eaten. They were mocked with 1/48 of the dough. A little bit more than 2% had to be given to the kayan. Today, they just take a piece. The challah drabanan in Chutz Laretz. We just take a piece and we burn it. Okay. Taking measurements and going back to the Gemara. The Gemara said, again, we had a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. A person gave kedushin to his sister. Did he mean to give it to her as a present? Did he give it mean to give it to her as a pekudim? Right? Rav said he meant. So we asked the question on Shmuel. Why does the kohen have to give back when you give the challah? Nobody knows you can't give challah flour. So it's a present. Why does the kohen have to give it back? So the Gemara answered, we're afraid that the kohen will think that the reason you can't give challah flour is because it's difficult for the kohen. But if he's Michael, it is challah. And he'll go mix it with other dough. And he won't separate challah because he has to turn challah into dough. He has to turn the flour into dough. So in order to save him work, we said you can't be mavrish challah flour. But if the kohen doesn't mind, it is challah. The kohen will make that mistake. He will think that it's his decision whether it's challah or not. And therefore, if you let him keep the flour, he will think that it's challah. And when he mixes it with other dough, he will not separate challah, saying part of this is already challah, it was already separated. So therefore, Shmuel said, even though it should be a present, we can't let it be a present because the kohen will make a mistake if it's a present. So we make him give it back. That's what the Gemara answered. What? So it's not a slug up of Shmuel. Shmuel would agree there because of an external thing, because the kohen will make a mistake.
My brother and sister, there's no mistake.
Exactly. That's what the Gemara said. Frek to Gemara. We're up to, I don't know how hard to find this, I guess, go across from Tysus and Kosovar, and go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 lines up. But to have the truma, there's another solution. Instead of making, why don't we say, kohen, you can keep it, why don't you rely on telling the kohen, you can keep it, but you got to separate off this dough, off this flour, you have to separate challah. So he'll understand, this is not challah. Why do you have to make him give it back? Why don't we have another solution? It was a present. Let him keep it as a present. He's going to make a mistake. So tell him that he can't, eat this till he separates challah off this flour, off the, when he, we require him to meaning, let's say he got challah. He's going to say, oh, this is challah. He won't realize, he'll forget the fact that it's flour. So tell him, fine, you must separate challah again from this. Why don't we rely on that like we do other places? We tell the kohen, keep it, but you got to separate again. That means we have other solutions that don't require him to give it back. Why are we being strict with the kohen and making him give back because he'll make a mistake? There's other solutions available to prevent the mistake. Tell the kohen you can keep the flour, but you have to separate challah off this flour when you make it into dough.
We're not concerned with his points of reasoning anymore?
Because we rely on that elsewhere. And if we rely on it elsewhere, why can't we rely on that here? Didn't we learn, min ha-nokuv al she'en ha-nokuv, truma v'loi teichel ha-chi'aytel ha-truma ma'isim im-ha-kamachas? What happens is the following. Flower pots. Things that grow in flower pots. If the flower pot has a hole in it, is biblically obligated in truma. It's like growing in the ground. If the flower pot has no hole in it, only obligated rabbinically. Things that grew in a flower pot with a hole and took truma on something that grew in a flower pot without a hole. So biblically, he separated something that's chayiv in truma meiser on something that's putter in truma meiser. Biblically speaking, the thing that grew in a flower pot took truma from something chayiv on something putter. He had a flower pot, a big flower pot, that produced, let's say, 10 pounds of wheat. Had another flower pot with a hole in it that produced 2 pounds of wheat. He went, he took some of that 2 pounds and said, that will be truma meiser on the flower pot that has no hole in it. But the flower pot that has no hole in it is not chayiv in truma meiser. So therefore, when you separate it on that, it's not truma, it's not meiser. And you gave it to the kayin. So what happens? So we tell the kayin, keep it, but you got to separate truma again from this because it's not really truma. I don't care what the Baal Bayis thought. The Baal Bayis thought that he could separate from the flower pot that has a hole and a flower pot that doesn't have a hole.
Cohen knows that it came from two different flower pots?
Yeah.
He obviously knows. Exactly. That's the Shaila. He comes and asks us, I got truma from a flower pot with a hole that was given on a flower pot without a hole. What do I do?
Yeah, this guy, the guy who gave it to Cohen, he did this at his house.
If the Kayin doesn't know, he's up the creek, you're right. But we're talking about the Kayin knows. And he came to ask the Rav, what do I do? So the Rav said, keep it. But you should know, what you got is really not truma, it's tevel. You have to say, that the Kayin will do that. We trust the Kayin to keep it and separate it again. So why can't we do the same with the challah, that flower? Why are we making him give it back? Because he might make a mistake. And by truma, we don't make him give it back. We let him keep it and just tell him to separate again. Why are you more trusting of the kayin by the truma than you are by the challah? We have a solution by truma. Why can't we use that same solution by challah? Dr. Gemara, that the heavy truma will like taych la'chayit la challah mi'malkamach. Don't we do it when a person separates from a flower pot with a hole on something that has no hole? We rely on him to separate a second time? And for the Gemara, betray money to us, if it's in one keli, if it's in two kelim, one with a hole, one without a hole, the kohen chaps that there's something wrong here, and when we tell him to separate again, but when it's flour and we tell him, oh, by the way, it wasn't challah, you have to do it again. He'll say, why? It's the same thing that I made the dough out of. It's the same flour. There was no difference in how this flour and the other flour. One was mixed with water, one was mixed with water. But it's not. It doesn't come from a different place. He won't accept us when we come to separate challah again. He'll say, why? I got challah. Because he didn't mix it with water? By the case of the truma of the Nukov and the Eda Nukov. Can you hear me? Hello, can anybody hear me? Obviously not.
Hello? Rabbi Michael Reffer? Hello? Rabbi Michael Reffer?
Again. So by the case of Truma, it's two kelim. It grew in two different places. So the client can comprehend why we're telling him to separate Truma again. Mashenki, in the case of challah, it's the same flour. One was mixed with water, one wasn't. To him, it's all the same. Why should I do it again?
Baal Bayis's flour came from one kelim.
So the kohen knows that.
Okay, that not it, not what he did later.
No, but again, it didn't grow in different places.
Yeah, right.
Dr. Gemara betrayed money to us. But two kelim will listen. The chad mana loy to us. With one kelim, he won't listen. Rashi. Zok Rashi, the Zimnan, the Isla, Kayim, Pokus, Mikashir. What we're afraid of is we have less than a shear. The high Kamak Shanasla, Yisrael, Lashem Chalav. And the Yid gave him flour. The Kasavra, Shashem Chalav. The Kayim will think it's Chalav. The Ein Chayim, Bechalav, Litzar, Vilahasim, Zashir. And it's no longer Chayim and Chalav to join Shir. But Alish Lubali Adadi, he'll need it together with Hido that he has. So the Gemara asked with the heavy truma, why are we requiring him to return it? machmas chur vizu because of this mistake. Yoimru, let them just say, hamafrish chalos lekemach, hari chala, the gom of anasin l'shem atana. Let the kayin keep it. V'loi toichu l'kayin, ha-shavr shal kayin l'chala. And just make the kayin separate again, like we do by truma. Mi loi tnan dekvase loi tchuchu l'akzira, a similar case that we did not require him to return it. Hanokov ha-shein ha-nokov. Da'avle min ha-chiyuv, ha-lab-tur. Nokov is chayiv, ein ha-nokov, without a hole, it's butter. Truma hi, shein ha-kayin chayiv l'akzira. We let the kayin keep it. This is really tevel. It never became truma. He separated it for something that's butter, biblically, the tevel asr af l'kayin. And a kayin can't eat tevel. Doesn't have to take other things. The one did in mavish leminei obey, it gets separated from it itself. B'shnei money tzarius, Noku v'shein and Noku v'shnei kelim heim. It's two different places it grew. V'chiyamot l'kayin chazoy v'hat v'shalel, sh'tevelu. And when you tell the kayin separate because it's tevel, sh'lechal shem trumalei, tzayis loch, he will listen to you. V'chad mana, v'chal is kemach, sh'nitla kemach ha'neiser, flour which was taken on the rest of the flour, sham, ha'neiser sham that was left there, if you tell him, go take it again, he'll say, why? It grew the same place. It came from the same source. Why are you making me do it again? He doesn't see a difference. Because in his mind, the only reason it's not flour, it's not challah, is because he cares. He doesn't care. He doesn't see it as a distinct chilek between flour and dough. He sees a chilek between a keli that has a hole and a keli that doesn't have a hole. He doesn't see a distinct chilek in flour and dough because they both come from the same place. The halacha is it's not challah. That's because I care. I don't care. That's why they made him give it back. It's still not working?
Okay. Even though you told him, he's not going to listen.
Right.
Kohanim has reason. I thought they were.
That's
very
a great
nice.
Question. The great question. It's such a great question that the Gemara is going to say a second shot because the Gemara doesn't like the first answer because Kahanim has reason. It doesn't answer your question. How does Gemara, the second tariff is going to say, Kahanim, problem, they don't make mistakes, there's reason. So the Gemara can give a different answer. But the first answer says Kahanim will make mistakes. And I have no answer to you why the Gemara doesn't accept Kahanim's reason name in the first answer. The Gemara have another answer. Kahanim, listen. We have no fear that the Kayim will think it's challah. The Kayim will know that there's no challah flour. And he won't mix it with his dough. He doesn't make such mistakes. Kahanim are very careful in halacha. They're kahanim. I don't have any kahanim here. They're kahanim and they're very careful in halacha. What I have on the phone, right? They're very careful in halacha, and therefore there's no mistake that they're going to make. They're not going to make mistakes.
So why?
Sover balabayis niskanis asay. The owner who says, "Oh, the kahanim." He'll say that it was real challah because the Kayan didn't mind. The Kayan will be fine. But if we let the Kayan keep it, the guy who gave the Kayan the challah will think, oh, I separated, I had this big vat of flour. I gave the Kayan some for challah. He kept it. That means it's challah. That means I don't have to give challah from the rest of this bowl of flour. The guy will bake it, and it will eat tevel. Because the Baal Bayis is not a Kayan. And he might think the fact that we let the Kayan keep it, isn't that a proof? Isn't that a proof that it is Challah? We let the Kayan keep it. But he figured that's only because the Kayan is bothered by getting flour. But if the Kayan doesn't mind, I will judge my Challah. He won't make that mistake. The Kayan won't make the mistake. It's Kahanim Zizanei. They don't make mistakes. He didn't care.
And therefore
it was challah. The same mistake that we thought the Kayan would make, we're saying now the Kayan is not going to make it, but the Balabayas will make it.
Just by the acceptance of
us. By the fact that the Kayan is keeping it.
We're giving it back.
So we're making it, we give it back to avoid the Balabayas from doing eating tefil. Correct. Dr. Gemara, B'ksavra Balabayas, Niskani Sasai, he'll think it was fixed. Right? B'ksavra Balabayas, Niskani Sasai, V'asilamecho B'tivlo. Frek the Gemara, V'amet Adim Yidei, Shem Afishan Chayel Kremach. Didn't you say everybody knows that you can't give Chayel Kremach? Dr. Gemara, Yidei V'eini Yidei. He knows, but he doesn't really know. What does that mean? The Sefer Taima mimes from Tircha the Kayin. Why they don't want me to give Challah Kemach with the Kayin is bothered. Tircha the Kayin, give Mala. He took it. That means he doesn't care. So I was Yaitza Challah. It's the same mistake. Except in the first Teretz, the Kayin made the mistake. In the second Teretz, the Baal Bayis makes the mistake. Yeah, I'll let you decide which Teretz you like better. I don't pick sides and throw it to Mitigamar. That's what the second Teretz is saying. Kahanim know halacha better than the Balabatim do. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Kayim made the Sayas, the Kahanim's reason name. Uksherim name. They nice and Truma Lakayim Chaver. Dr. Rashi, because usually people gave their Truma to a Kayim that was a reliable Kayim, a Tamachachim. They didn't give it to Tamaratzim. But Tamaratzim, it's a Gulag Zero, it's a Balabayas. The Makim Lakayim, Sover Niskin, he's us like, he'll think it worked. So at the end of the day, we're going back. The whole thing started because we had a kasha on Shmuel. That's a present. So why, by the challah, do we make him give it back? So both answers are in the same vein. We give him back because over here, we can't afford to let it be a present because somebody's going to do an aveira. Either the kayim will make the aveira because he'll think it was challah, and therefore doesn't need to be separated again. And we don't rely on the fact that we can tell him to separate it again because it's two kalim and one kalim, he won't accept it. The second Teretz says, Kehanim don't make such mistakes. Yisraelim make the mistakes. So we make the Yisrael making the mistake. So both the roots are the same approach. That is different. Normally, things are because somebody's going to do something wrong if we let the kayin keep it. Therefore, we said, give the present back. Rebbe Hashem will continue Monday, and Sunday is Chazara.
Rabbi Margareta? Rabbi Margareta?
Yes.
So, I could hear you, but for some reason, the connection keeps getting dropped for like 2 to 3 seconds.
Power outages. You don't know why.
We don't know why.
Okay.
Well, it's raining here.
Have a good Shabbos.
We have a power outage in Cleveland, so it could be affected everything.
Have a good Shabbos, Moshe.
It happened yesterday, too.
Good Shabbos.